Len Frankel only has a minute to talk. He's rushing between presentations at the University of Pittsburgh's Johnstown campus. It's the North American Vegetarian Society's annual gathering. Frankel's traveled from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. He's not just vegetarian, he's...
Vegan for about 10 or 11 years.
That means he doesn't eat meat or butter or anything made from animals. He started for animal welfare and health reasons. But now, climate change weighs heavily on Frankel's mind.
Our personal health doesn't mean squat, with the future looking so terrible for life on the planet.
Most people at this vegetarian festival are like Frankel. They seem to want to go even further with their diets, often for environmental reasons. Take animal advocate Lee Hall, for example.
I graduated with a second legal degree with a focus on climate change.
She's here from Philadelphia to give talks about diet and the environment. And she's trying to start a movement.
The idea of dietary divestment.
Just like environmental groups and religious organizations have been campaigning for banks and universities to dump investments in fossil fuels that contribute to climate change. Hall says people could stop investing in livestock agriculture, which accounts for one-fifth of all greenhouse gas emissions. One study found the diets of heavy meat eaters create about twice the greenhouse gas of vegetarians. Another study points the finger at beef. Its author, Gedon Eschel, says eating just about anything but beef would be an improvement.
In the case of beef versus pork, we're talking in land 50 times. And in the case of greenhouse gases, something like 8 times.
Tilling and fertilizing soil for crops that feed cattle produces greenhouse gases, and the cows themselves belch out the greenhouse gas methane. But Eschel says, let's face it, society isn't going to become vegan en masse to deal with global warming. Plant-based foods are gaining some ground, though. A company making an eggless mayonnaise made headlines when Bill Gates invested. In Pittsburgh, a popular blogger, Leia Lizarondo, is working to make plant-based food more palatable in a meat and pierogies town. Tonight, Lizarondo is volunteering at a fundraising dinner. She lowers meatless, eggless, dairyless fritters into hot oil.
Fried dough always wins. The easiest path to conversion.
Even if it's not the more wholesome food she usually promotes. For another entree option at this dinner, someone's sautéing pork. While Lizarondo's fritters sizzle and pop, she explains one of the reasons she doesn't use the term vegan when she connects diet to health and the environment.
We have to meet people where they are. And while 5% of, you know, us are vegan, you know, there's the 95% who aren't. And I'm more interested in starting conversations to possibly influence the 95%.
Out in the dining room, Tom Trung and his wife Megan ordered both the pork and the vegan fritter to share. Trung says it doesn't matter to him that one entree is vegan.
If it tastes good, then it's fine by me, yeah.
So while many of us aren't willing to skip the meat at a meal, some would say the fact that half the food on the plate is vegan is a win for the planet. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Kara Holsoppel.